Thanks for listening to RTE Radio 1's The Rolling Wave podcast with me, Aoife Nic Cormick. This episode features an interview which was originally broadcast in 2006 as part of a series called Cherish the Ladies. And the guests here are fiddle players Liz and Yvonne Kane.
We're sitting outside a lovely little cottage, we call it Monk's Cottage, and we're here on the very, very end of a road called Darvis, just not even a mile outside Letterfrack. And we're just sitting here, we're looking to the Atlantic, and I suppose the next stop would be New York. It's lovely day. We're looking onto Letter Mountain and across at Ross Beach.
We grew up literally just about a 2 minute drive over the road, not even a half a mile over the road, and we've lived here all our lives. Yeah,
the diamond in the view,
as in the diamond sessions.
The diamond mountain. That's it. Yeah, we're literally under the diamond.
All right. Well, it's, I don't know if people can hear, but it's pretty windy out here, even though it's a beautiful day and the water is really still. So we might have to move inside if we're going to play a few tunes.
Yeah.
So we go inside. Is that
great
all right?
Stuff, yeah.
Might have it.
We started off on the Tin Whistles, and a woman came into the area called Mary Finn, and their grandfather played the fiddle. His name was Jimmy Mullen from Clifton. There was always, I suppose, talk of the fiddle in the house anyway, you know, so he went to Galway and he bought me my first fiddle in Powell's on Shop Street. Came back out with it, and I had lessons from Mary Finn in the school for a couple of years, and then she went on to teach in the Chocheol in Tully. And we went there every Wednesday. Every Wednesday evening went down there for our lessons, and I suppose from going back to Grandad and from Mary Finn and, you know, from various other players around the area, we used to play an awful lot, I suppose.
You said that your granddad brought you back your first fiddle. Do you remember that, or do you remember getting that fiddle?
I actually don't. You know that? I don't, but I was told, he told me himself, I went into Powell's and I got your first fiddle. What I do remember is a man called Bob Kern. He had got a fiddle from his brother in Armagh, had brought it down for our eldest sister, Eta. And she didn't take to the fiddle. And so then I suppose I tried it and I liked it.
And Yvonne, where did you get your... Do you remember the first time a fiddle was put into your hands?
I don't, actually. I don't remember. I do remember starting up on the Tin Whistle at school. I was probably 8 or 9. And then I picked up the fiddle when I was 12. I suppose when Liz was playing away and I was hearing her play all the time, I was like, oh, I'll have a try on that as well. Oh, I have lots of memories of Grandad teaching us. He would have given us a tune and he'd play it and we'd play it after him. But there was one thing he always, you know, used to say to us. It was about making sure all our fingers were down on the fiddle.
To get the good tone.
Yeah. And they all had to be down together. He said he used to compare it to playing the flute. He said if you were to play a G in the flute, he said you'd have to put, it's the same way as on the fiddle. You'd have to put all you have to put the three fingers down for the G, and it's the same way on the fiddle. That always sticks out in my head, and I think now that when I teach, like, I kind of drill it into my own students. And
Well, Grandad was obsessed with Michael Coleman, you know, that great Sligo fiddle player. You know, he used to, as you say, always be up in the room learning. And, you know, to the day he died, he was always learning. And, you know, it was, you know, not only Coleman at that stage, it was Finbar Dwyer and Kathleen Collins and, oh, every musician. And so he was always learning. And, you know, there would be the common tunes, you know, but he'd always like the different tunes as well. And he would even chant them, you know. He was a great man with people. He loved playing for people, and he loved meeting people. He had great energy. There was great energy about his music as well. And he was a very domineering personality altogether, you know. He was even when musicians used to join them, God, he was he was something else.
There's a knowing laugh there.
Well, he'd tell, he wouldn't, yeah. If someone like that would not know him, or he wouldn't know them, and they'd come in, and he wouldn't be, especially if it was a fiddle player, yeah, he wouldn't be long telling them off about either their style or I don't know.
Ah, yeah, but he
meant it was all good.
Yeah, it was in a good way.
Our grandmother's, she's, I suppose she's a huge influence on our music as well. She's a well-learned musician. She actually doesn't play, but she's a great listener and she understands the music.
She's a great singer.
She is a great singer.
She doesn't play anything, but she knows, it seems she knows all the names of tunes and she's started to sing recently. And she's coming out with some great songs, some very funny songs.
Just, you know, she had sang years ago and never, I suppose, got the chance to sing. But it's all the words of the songs are in her head still. And I think they're just coming out again now after a couple of years. Yeah. The Rainey brothers were a family of travelling musicians that used to come to the area in the 1950s, 60s, around then. And they used to travel all over Connemara, I suppose Mayo and Galway, really. And they used to come here during the summers. And our dad would have remembered the Raineys and another man called Paddy Red Lydon. They used to live near the bridge where they used to camp. And got to know them very well, and I suppose from listening to them and speaking with them. And there was two fiddle players in it then. There was Paddy Rainey and Stephen Rainey, and they used to call Paddy Rainey Big Rainey and Stephen Rainey Spare Parts. And they were great fiddle players, and we were lucky enough to get recordings in of them from Professor Tony Noland. And he had, as he called it, the yoke, and he recorded them in I suppose in Letterfrack and in Rinvial. And they were great fiddle players. Yeah, they had a really distinctive style. They used to drone a whole lot on the low G, on the G and the D. It was always in the tunes. They had an unusual kind of like unusual style. It's beautiful to listen to.
The next musician on stage is from County Galway. She has a history of winning competitions. In 1992, she won the Fiddler of Dooney competition. She won the All-Ireland in Listowel in 95. She won the Fiddler of Oriel in 95 and 96. And a couple of weeks ago here at the semi-finals of the Young Musician of the Year competition, she charmed everybody with her fantastic music. Would you please welcome Liz Kane.
I'll start off with two jigs. The first one is an Ed Reavy tune called the Castle Blaney Piper, and I'll follow that with the Paddy Fahy tune. Up Galway again.
I enjoyed doing competitions because I had I have a great friend, Mirella Murray, that also started playing and learning with me from the beginning, and she was also taught by Mary Finn. Morella's from Clatadoff, and she plays the piano accordion. And so I was lucky enough to have her, and to have her as my partner in crime. And we used to, you know, we used to go to the lessons together, and we used to practice together and play sessions together then in Clifton. And it was, you know, it was a great starting point because you've someone with you, and we really got on well, and we're great friends to this day. And I suppose then it was just kind of thought, yeah, why not try the all competitions, and it's a chance to get, you know, to travel and to meet other musicians, and we did. But it was always for the crack. We never took it that serious, you know. And so we did. We entered in the county and the Connacht, and it was always a great chance to travel, you know. And mum and dad always, and you know, her parents as well, always used to hit off on the Saturday morning or the Friday night for the competitions. But it was always in good spirits. It was never like, well, if we don't win, that's it. That fiddle is never ever coming out again, you know. And I find, you know, that's kind of just is destroying the music, I think, nowadays. People can be very competitive, but I suppose we won the All-Ireland then, finally, in 1996, and that was it then. Yeah, I went on to do, I suppose, the solo fiddle, and, you know, I won. When we won the All-Ireland then, that was it. It was great. We got it over and done with, that kind of way. But we enjoyed it. We really did.
What about you, Yvonne? Did you ever do competitions?
I did, when I was about 14, 15, and I didn't like them at all. I went to the county and the Connacht, and I don't think I actually got through ever to the All-Ireland. But I just didn't,
you
like,
didn't
it.
Like it. You,
I didn't. I used to get really nervous, and I
you used to like it or hate it. Yeah. I think that's the way, isn't it, with competitions? Yeah.
I used to freeze.
Yeah,
I went up and played.
Used to be so sick, actually. I remember before the competition.
Yeah, so I didn't like it. And after that, then I think that was it. I went in, I think, once or twice, just to do it.
Yeah,
to follow suit.
Yeah.
And what about now performing? Do you, has the freezing part gone when you come to perform? Do you still get nervous, or has it gotten easier?
Oh, I wouldn't usually get nervous. The only time you get nervous is playing in front of other musicians. And but concerts or gigs, no.
No.
Not anymore.
The instruments that you play now. I mean, you talked about, Liz, you talked about getting your first fiddle from Powell's, but what fiddle do you play now, and where did you get it?
Well, yeah, my the fiddle I'm playing now I got from my grandfather. I always seem to have been getting fiddles from from granddad. The one I play now is a lovely fiddle. I'm very fond of it, and that's it. That's his fiddle. I don't know an awful lot. I used to ask him, and he'd say, you know, I don't know where I got that fiddle, you know, and that seemed to have been the case. I find it hard to play another fiddle, but I suppose that's the way with every fiddle player. Yeah.
My fiddle I got from Jesse Smith. He's a great fiddle player from the States, and it was belonged to Martin Mulvihill. Martin Mulvihill being the great fiddle player and teacher over in New York, and it's one of his fiddles. So it's a great fiddle. I love it. Not many people do love it, but I love it. It's a very deep sounding fiddle, loud. And loud.
Plenty of welly.
Yeah.
The first time I remember hearing Paddy Fahey's music was from a tape that we used to have. There was Conor Tully, Paddy Carty and Frank Hogan, and you know, we had such a growl for that album, and learning the tunes, and then, you know, knowing that, you know, a lot of them are Fahey's tunes, and then meeting the man himself, that was just exceptional, like. And since then, I suppose, after, you know, meeting him, and we had a session that day in Ballinasloe, remember, in a pub down the road from where we met him. And I think it was after that we then ended up getting loads of home recordings from people in East Galway. They used to send us a lot of recordings that were done in the 70s, I suppose, 80s, in Loughrea, in a few pubs there.
We love his tunes because they're so different.
Yeah, they're so
they're
unique.
They're so unique, like, yeah. And I think that's why we fell in love.
From the start.
From the very start.
I mean, he's a great fiddle player. He's got a unique sound, even as regards rhythm, as regards tone, and as regards keys. And I suppose it's the keys then that we're drawn to, and his music and everything. They're just unique. They sit nice on the fiddle. They've a lovely continuation of notes, and there seems to be no gaps in them, especially for fiddle players seem to love them. I mean, you could be anywhere in the world and you might hear, you meet musicians and they'd have a fahy tune, you know, and you wouldn't know where you'd hear a fahy tune. The last time I talked to him, he was still writing them, because he was saying he was he was out of the hay, and he was thinking of a new tune.
I noticed as well on your albums, actually talked about Ed Reavy tunes, and Ed Reavy is again another person who writes fiddle tunes.
Yeah.
What do you like about Ed Reavy tunes?
I think Paddy's tunes and Ed Reavy's tunes are quite similar. They have that unique feel to them. And I suppose the first time I ever remember learning an Ed Reavy tune would have been from Marie Riley in New York. And I remember her father doing up the book of all Ed's tunes. I remember having that coming home back in, I don't know, around 1990 or something. And I used to have all his tunes then on a manuscript, and used to have that coming home, and that was a big deal. But then it actually did come out into the shops over here, and but having that coming home was great. I remember getting a tape as well of someone, of Elise Carr playing all Ed Reavy's tunes, you know, and I thought I was the only one in the world with this, you know. But coming back here with that was special.
We've talked about Paddy Fahy and Ed Reavy, who all wrote and write their own music. Do either of you write music?
I suppose I've tried a couple of queer ones. Yeah, about 10 years ago, I suppose I wrote two tunes. And then I suppose since then I've written a couple more, like, yeah. I think just notes come into your head and you sit down with the tape recorder and you just kind of play away, you know. You could be playing anything, you know, and I think it's just very important to record what's in your head, and then it would probably take a couple of weeks just listening back to it, and sometimes it might be just thrown in the bin and you think, oh, that's absolute rubbish here. And then other times you come back to it, you think, actually, that's not too bad, could make another go of that one. And they just form into your head. I think as your mind develops or progresses musically, you just have a different, you know, you have a different understanding of a tune. Or
are you especially fond of any tune that you've written?
I like Throwing Them On. It's a jig. Throwing Them On is a beach down in Rinvile. And I like that tune. It's in the key of C. And I suppose that would be the favourite. What do you think of that one, Yvonne?
Yeah. I also love the two for Nanny and Grandad.
Yeah. That's right.
Jig for Jimmy and Betsy's Delight.
Yeah, I wrote those after Grandad was sick at the time. 2 years ago he died, and I was just feeling so sorry for him. He was, you know, on his last legs, and just actually was around that time that it was a jig that came into my head. It was in C as well. It was kind of a bit of a lonely feel to it. And then I suppose after that I wrote the jig for Nanny, because she's a mighty woman, and called it Betsy's Delight.
obviously you both grew up here and you both grew up together. How, Yvonne, how do you think that affects the music that you can play together, the fact that you know each other so well?
It's a big part, yeah. We actually didn't start playing together until I was 16. About Liz that. Was 20. She was a few years older. And we headed off to America. Liz took me under her wing and brought her with me. We went to America for a summer and we started playing together. And since then, we've been playing together and...
continue to do so, hopefully for a couple more years anyway.
I suppose the fact that we'd have the same, like Yvonne likes what I like and I like what she likes, and we would learn the tune together and we'd go through it, and by just sometimes playing it together we'd get it, we'd have it at the same version together, and I suppose that kind of would make it easier. And when we record, then it would actually make it easier just to record the tunes because we're playing note for note. And it's funny sometimes we're playing away and, you know, as regards putting a variation in a tune would nearly fall into place. I don't know, it's hard to describe it. It's just, I think it's just from growing up together and playing together in the pubs or playing.
Definitely if we learned the tune together, we'll have it nearly bow for bow.
Yeah.
But if there's a tune that I learn or Liz learns, and, you know, we haven't played it together, we might...
Work on it.
Yeah, the first time round might be a bit different, and next thing... The second time round, we're more or less playing it the same, like.
Yeah, just listening to each other. There's some great fiddle duets out there. There's a great fiddle duet, Brian Conway and Tony DeMarco. That's some great. And the likes of Lad O'Byrne and Louis Quinn. That was the fiddle duet anyway for us. They were fantastic together, unreal. Louis Quinn and Lad O'Byrne, they were from Sligo, I suppose, like all those greats. They moved to the States and they lived and played over there and recorded.
Usually during the summer we would go to the States or Canada or Europe. And during the year then, we both teach fiddle. We teach all year round up until, I suppose, the summer holidays, and then we head off. And in between, weekends in between, we'd go away to an odd festival here and there. So,
do you enjoy the touring?
Yeah, I love it. I suppose just going away, travelling, meeting new people and playing different places and to see the reactions from the different audiences.
What about Liz? Do you enjoy the touring?
I do. I love it. I love to get away. I mean, when the summer holidays hit, we love to be as busy as possible, just, you know, just making the most of the summer. And then when it's back to September, we're back teaching then again, so...
Couldn't imagine our life without music, without playing music.
I suppose the love of the music, the love of teaching. I love teaching kids, and I love to see their progression. And I don't know, just I love the people that play the music. And I think if you love something, you know, strong enough, you stick at it. It's you know, it comes natural. You know, it's not any burden. It's like part of you.
Thanks for listening to the Rolling Wave podcast. For rights reasons, the music here is a little bit shorter than in the original broadcasts. This programme was first broadcast in 2006. Till the next time, Gur Míle Maith agus Sláinte.